Dr. Nelson, Bradley Nelson, is waiting in the wings. We'll go to him momentarily. We're going to finish up with Joseph Meyer from Straight Money Analysis. StraightMoneyAnalysis.com is the website. Joseph, why don't you give the phone number so people can call you?
386-677-8642, Daniel.
One more time.
386-677-8642.
If you're a new listener, listen, Joseph Meyer in the 60s was on Wall Street and doing this and getting involved with this. So he's been there, done that. It's not theory. He's seen it. You know, he's seen the gold and silver market. He's seen the whole deal. Last week, there was an incident that I want to mention to you. There was a huge trading day, a sell-off day, where basically, if I'm not mistaken, something like 900 million ounces of silver were sold on the COMEX, COMEX market, which is more ounces of silver than are produced in the world in a year.
Yes.
How is this possible? What are we seeing? Why is this significant?
Paper contract suppression, very simply. Writing paper contracts against physical that don't exist.
The silver market went down about 40 cents, maybe close to 50 that day. And I mean, normally in a normal situation, if you sold that many contracts, I mean, silver should have dropped $5, shouldn't it?
Not really.
Well, what does
this
say?
There's tremendous demand in the silver market beneath the surface, Daniel. Do you know that 1 out of 6 ounces of silver now are bought by the Indian population in India?
Wow. Well, they're not fools. They're smart.
India buys up 17.4% of all the silver above ground every year.
I did not know that.
If they swung over 10% of the gold that they buy every year, the silver, we see it increase 168%.
What do you, for people who are listening, generally gold and silver, obviously that's a big point to their thought process and what have you. Just give us a little synopsis, gold and silver market, what we need to know, especially for new listeners.
Well, when you look at gold price in various currencies since 1999, you got gold price in euros up 6 times, gold price in Japanese yen up 6 times. Gold price in Canadian dollars up 6 times. Gold price in British pounds up 7 times. Gold price in Norwegian kroner up 7 times. And gold price in Swedish kroner up 6 times. In the U.S. dollar, we got gold up 6 times since 1999. That's what you need to know. This move is just getting underway. It's far from over, Daniel.
Do you know, we've talked about gold and silver, and I couldn't agree with you more, but yet they're still printing money, and the price is still being suppressed, at least for now. But the difference is you're seeing central banks publicly saying they're buying silver and gold. Maybe they're keeping the price down so they can buy it. You have China, which admits that they have 2,000 tons of gold. I've heard rumors it's closer to 20,000. What do you hear there?
30,000.
Oh, my gosh. If they put that announcement out, just made that public, what would be the ramifications?
Be panic.
Why?
That China could have accumulated that much gold in the last 20 years. That's when they primarily started accumulating it. No question they're going to back their currency with gold. Not a question of if, it's a question of when. When they do, then the real fun and games are going to begin with all these other fiat currencies of the world, Daniel.
When do you see this happening? Do you see 2020? I mean, obviously, you're circling 2020. Seems like a key year here.
I think 2020 will be pivotal. If it don't happen in 2020, it'll happen in 2021, 2022 at the latest.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you on, as always. StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. You have a special. Tell us about the special if people sign up for your newsletter.
The December 2019 issue of Straight Money Analysis is the 10-year anniversary issue of the newsletter, Daniel. What I want to do is offer the Power Hour listening audience the 1-year subscription at the 6-month subscription price. save you $149.95. And as you know, I mentioned the gold and silver stocks I liked in a recent issue of the newsletter. I'll include that as a bonus as well.
Well, fantastic. We really appreciate you coming on. StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. Phone number one more time.
386-677-8642.
Well, we appreciate you. God bless you, my friend. Until next time, you take care.
Thank you for having me, Daniel. Pleasure as always. Thank you.
Yes, you're very welcome. We'll get Bradley on now, Todd. Just as a side note, I've talked to Mike over at River City Coins in Cape. And just, again, people have asked about the phone number. His phone number is 573-334-1108. 573-334-1108. And any question you have about silver and gold, it doesn't matter where you live in the country. One, he could ship it to you. But two, he'll just answer your questions. And he's come on the show. We're going to have him on again. So if you have any questions about silver and gold, I'm not giving you financial advice, but I'm strongly, strongly encouraging you to take a look at that and learn about this and anything we can do to help you. And Mike is there, and I trust Mike, and he'll give you a straight answer, and he won't screw you over. That's why I like Mike. Over at River City Coins, 573-334-1108. I think they're closed today, but the rest of the week they're open. So our next guest has written one of my favorite books here that I've received from interviewing people. I literally have the book, have a magnet. I take it around me. I travel with it. For some God only knows reason, I can't find the thing this morning. I mean, I'm attached to this book, but yet I can't find it on the day that the man himself is here. Dr. Bradley Nelson, theemotioncode.com is his website. He's a veteran holistic physician, and really he is one of the foremost experts in the world in the emerging field of bioenergetic medicine and energy psychology. It's a pleasure. Dr. Bradley Nelson, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Well, thank you, Daniel. Great to be back on your show.
Yes, always. Tell a little bit to our people about what is The Emotion Code. What is that book all about?
Well, I've been a holistic physician now for 31 or 32 years, I guess, 31 years. And I spent about 20 years in practice. And what I found was that all of my patients had something in common, no matter how old or how young they were, no matter what they were suffering from, whether it was physical or mental, emotional issues, whether they had migraine headaches or neck pain or back pain or carpal tunnel or knee pain or whatever kind of pain they had, but also if they were dealing with things like depression or anxiety or phobias or panic attacks or PTSD or eating disorders, things like that, self-sabotage, what I found was they all had something in common, and that was they were all suffering from what you might call emotional baggage. And it took me a while to figure what was going on with these people. But to help you understand what really goes on and what emotional baggage really is, and by the way, emotional baggage, these bodies of ours seem really solid and they're very three-dimensional. But quantum physicists have been telling us for a long time that the human body is 99.9999999% empty space. And so in other words, if you get a big enough microscope and you zoom in on your body, eventually you're looking at an atom. And if you were to look closely, you'd see there's really nothing inside that atom. It's just empty space. And atoms make molecules, and molecules make cells. And that's what we're made out of. In fact, some scientists recently figured out and publicized this fact that if you were to take all of the empty space out of the body of every individual person on the planet, you could fit all 7 billion of us into a space the size of a sugar cube. It would be crowded.
Whoa.
But we'd all fit in there. So anyway, so because
whoa, hold,
we really
whoa,
truly are
hold
being,
up, hold. I can't let you.
Right?
What did you just say?
Well, if you could take all the empty space out of every single person on the planet, you could fit everybody, all of us, all 7 billion of us, into a little box the size of a sugar cube. Isn't that crazy?
So you're saying, like, we are made up of calcium and magnesium. So that means take the space out of calcium and the magnesium atoms. And I'm just going to have to let that one go and think about that for a while. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's really crazy. But you see, these bodies of ours are more like they're more of a force field than anything else. And it's hard for us to wrap our minds around this, but quantum physicists have been telling us this kind of stuff for over 100 years. And so we're used to these three-dimensional bodies. Well, the bottom line is our bodies are made of energy. And this is the reason why so many prominent physicians and healers and scientists all over the world have been saying for a long time now that the future of healing is energy medicine, you see. And I like to say the future of energy medicine really is the emotion code, because it brings it down to a level that anyone can understand it and use it. So to understand how this works, what goes on with us is that we feel emotions all the time, and it's a good thing. I mean, emotions are what give color to our lives, right? I mean, try to imagine a life with no emotion. No highs, no lows. It wouldn't be worth living. It would just be a flat line. But sometimes we experience intense negative emotions, especially, that can be imbalancing to us. Sometimes we go through intense things. Sometimes we're bullied as a kid, or sometimes we have difficult work situations. Sometimes we go through breakups and divorces and things. And when we feel those intense emotions, like anger or resentment or frustration or heartache or grief or loss, what happens to us is that on a quantum level, what's going on when you're feeling an intense emotion is that you're feeling a specific vibration of energy, because everything is energy. Everything is frequency. So when you're feeling an intense emotion, if it's powerful enough, your whole being can be vibrating with this emotion of anger or resentment or grief, whatever it is. And so sometimes when you're feeling that intense emotion, sometimes it's too much for the body to really process. And so that energy is a trapped emotion. Literally, this is what our emotional baggage is. You know, we use that phrase, emotional baggage, and we're usually using it in reference to somebody else, right, Daniel? Like, oh, man, that guy's got a lot of emotional baggage.
Yeah.
But we've all got it. And this is what it is. It's emotional energy that gets stuck in the body. Now, a trapped emotion, we found, is literally a ball of energy, a ball of emotion. If you can imagine, it's a strange concept, but imagine having a ball of resentment or a ball of anger. And what these things do to us is really amazing. In fact, let me share a story with you of a real live situation that happened to me in practice many years ago when I was first figuring this out. There was a guy came into me who had really severe low back pain. It was a 9 on a 0 to 10 scale, where 0 is no pain and 10 is call 911. He's a 9, so he's really hurting. It's been going on for a while. And I tested him and using the emotion code, and it, of course, it's all in the book, as you know, and I found that he had a trapped emotion of anger that was causing this low back pain. And I tested a little bit further and found that this had actually gotten stuck in his body. This emotional energy became stuck in his body about 20 years before. And he knew immediately what had happened. It was a work situation that he'd gone through, and it was really very traumatic for him, and it was very upsetting. So I released that trapped emotion, and all of this took probably about 2 or 3 minutes to do. And when I released that emotion, that terrible physical pain that he had just instantly disappeared, went from a 9 to a 0.
Whoa.
Just like in the time it takes to snap your finger. It was amazing. And he couldn't believe it, and he kept bending over and twisting this way and that way and walking around and exclaiming. And I was grateful that it worked so well. But here's the thing. Think about this, okay? 20 years before, he was really feeling angry. That energy was too much for his body. And so that emotional frequency got stuck in his body, and it was a ball of anger, a little ball of energy in his low back, right? Now, that was distorting the normal energy field of the body. See, because the body itself is really nothing more than this very complex energy field. When you have a trapped emotion, what it does is it distorts the normal energy field of the body on a continual basis, 24/7. So 20 years after this event, he is in terrible, terrible pain. And so he comes in to see me. So I find, hey, it's from that event 20 years ago. We release that emotional baggage, and suddenly that pain is gone. And this is not unusual. 90% of all the physical pain that people actually are suffering from is due to their emotional baggage. And We've got people now in many countries. We have certified practitioners in 78 countries around the world doing this. And we're all finding the same thing. And so anyway, but the interesting thing about this, listen to the rest of the story. What happened was a couple of days later, he came back in to see me again. And he said, Dr. Nelson, you know, my back is still fine. I'm totally pain-free. I still can't believe it. That was just miraculous. But he said, when I came in here, I had another problem to tell you about. He said, for as long as I can remember, I've basically been what you would call a rageaholic. And he said, I'm always yelling at my wife and my kids, and I got to watch the road rage. And he said, I've been to anger management several times. It hasn't really helped me. And he said, that's just who I am or who I was. He said, since you released that emotion of anger from me, he said, I feel really different. I feel kind of peaceful and sort of relaxed. And he said, I don't feel like I'm on edge anymore. And he said, how did that work? How is that possible? And at the time I said, well, I really don't know, but here's what we believe. Think about this. This guy literally had this ball of anger in his low back. And it sounds so crazy, but this is how our bodies work. See, he had this ball of anger in his low back. And so when a situation would arise where he might tend to feel that emotion of anger, he would feel that emotion much more readily, much more easily than he otherwise would have. Why? Because literally part of his body was feeling that emotion, because an emotion is a frequency, feeling that emotion 24/7. So this is the kind of thing that we're seeing when we remove this emotional baggage. It changes how people feel. It changes how they relate with other people. It changes how they view the world. And what we have found is that every disease process, and this is what I've personally seen over the last 31 years, is that every disease process that we suffer from has an emotional component. And when we can find and remove that emotional component, then it can go a long way towards helping the body to heal itself.
Let me ask you two or three questions, and don't elaborate on this. Let me just ask these. Sure. I mean, I'm listening to you. I've used your book, and I'll get into my experiences with your book and what you're doing. Is everything an energetic cause in this? You know, we think the world is physical. Is everything an energetic cause?
Well, no, not necessarily. I mean, for example, let's say you're out on the football field and somebody spikes you with their helmet in the back of your
spine. You're cutting out a little bit with your cell phone or something. Something's going on. Say that one more. Say it again. I can hear you now.
Yeah. Is that any better right there?
Yep, that's much better.
Okay, good. Yeah, well, we can have.
I say that now.
Injury.
It's not. These cell phones are about as reliable as a tin can with a string.
I know. Sorry about that. Let me move a little bit. How's that?
There you go. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. So we can receive traumatic injuries. There are lots of things that can happen to us that can create our problems. I mean, for example, if we eat something that's poisonous, that can have an effect on us. If we have misalignments that happen in the spine and the other parts of the body, that can affect us as well. If we're deficient in a certain vitamin or mineral or some kind of nutrient, that can affect us as well. So there are a lot of things that can affect us. But what we have found is that most of the imbalances, most of the symptoms that we have an emotional root. And so, for example, every case of cancer that I've seen in the last 30 years has had an emotional component to it. And so rather than overlooking the emotional component, it's important to actually figure out what that emotional component is. And it's easy to do now with the emotion code, easy to find and remove those.
Let me ask you then, why do some people, like you mentioned, the person you were working with, he had an event 20 years ago, and he just held that ball of anger. You know, some people could have went through that same experience and maybe not held the ball of anger. So why did he, is it because of the way he reacted, his thought, what? Why do some people hold these balls of negative energy and some people don't?
Well, you know, we all have emotional baggage, but It kind of depends on how balanced or imbalanced we are, how healthy we are at the moment. If we're kind of overloaded or stressed out, or maybe we've been sick a little bit, we can become more likely to trap these emotional energies. Also, it depends on our own level of emotional maturity and how well able we are to allow things to kind of go by and deal with things and accept things. You know, a lot of the time we spend a lot of our lives in a state of resistance to things that we don't like or that we don't want. And the problem with that is that creates stress for us. And it sets us
Your phone's cutting out again. We got about a minute or so before the break. Todd, work with him to see if we can help his phone. I'm going to just tell my experience until the break, and then I'll talk to you more on the break, and then we'll see if we can get it fixed, Doctor, because it's just, I can't even understand you. So.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Todd, work with him, and I'll tell about my experience in the next minute or so. And then during the break, we'll talk again, Dr. Nelson. So we'll talk to you here in just a minute. So take care. Todd will deal with you. I want to tell my experience. Obviously, like he said, this idea, even Dr. Jaffe we had on the other day, we'll bring Kev. Kev, you?
Yeah. I love his book. Love it.
Dr. Jaffe was talking about basically the same concepts that Dr. Nelson is saying, that there are spiritual, energetic, whatever word you want to use, there are spiritual and energetic components to most of this disease, if not all disease. And that when you begin to release them and believe the truth. So the truth is not that we're angry or that we have balls of anger in us. That's not the truth. That's a lie because we hold it for whatever reason, what have you. So when then you're able to access this, and it's so simple to do. If you're willing to take the time and just be a little intellectually honest with yourself, and sometimes that's hard to do, but as
it
you
sure
do,
is.
You know,
and not be afraid to look a little silly.
Right. Well, I do it myself. I mean, I do it to myself. I don't do, you know, you can use other people or what have you. Why don't you tell about your experience? There's the music. We'll see if we can get Dr. Nelson back on the other side, and we'll take it from there. You're listening to The Power Hour, thepower.com. TheEmotionCode.com is the website. And stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. It's so good to be with you.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Don't forget about all the specials at the Power Mall. I'm not going to go over them because, you know, we seem to have a good connection with Dr. Nelson right now, and I want to go with it while we can. Dr. Nelson, theemotioncode.com, the book, The Emotion Code, which is, I highly recommend. It is extremely interesting, extremely simple, and you may think, wow, this is kind of woo-woo stuff. Look, if running a magnet across your forehead and thinking about bad things that have happened in your life is woo-woo stuff, then I guess it's not for you. But the release that you get, I am sold on it. I literally take the book with me when I travel. That's how much I like the book. Dr. Nelson is here. Dr. Nelson, go ahead and let's continue this. Get out what you want to get out while we have a decent connection.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the emotion code is this process that anyone can learn, and that's the beauty of it. It's a very democratic process. Kids can learn how to do it. Adults can learn how to do it. You don't have to have a degree in anatomy or physics or anything like that. It's very, very simple, and yet the results from doing it can really be life-changing because these bodies of ours are just made of energy. And, I mean, talk to any physicist, and they'll tell you, yes, that's absolutely true. And what we didn't know that now we know is that our emotional baggage can become part of us. And then we drag that through our lives. And then we wonder why life isn't working better and why we're not able to find our soulmate or why we can't make more money or why we just sabotage our own lives all the time. Well, it's because of our emotional baggage. So getting rid of it is so, so important. And you can pick up the book at Amazon.com. We have you can get the first couple of chapters. If you want to test it out, you can go to emotioncodegift.com. Our main website is at discoveredhealing.com. And we've got practitioners all over the world. So if you don't want to do it yourself, you can hire somebody and they can do it for you, and they don't even have to be in the same city or the same state. They can be on the other side of the planet because it's energy medicine, which is very different from anything that we're used to because energy knows no barriers of distance. So,
I am fascinated by this, and we've had other guests. We've had even different people talk about creation, that our thoughts create reality. God gave us, we're created in the image of God. So what does that mean? We're obviously given something. The idea of Greek mythology, you know, Ares is jealous because Zeus gave man fire or gave him some sort of divinity. And so it's this, something is inside us that creates, it's powerful. And our thoughts, our energy, our faith. It is scientifically proven that your faith changes the world. Your prayers change the world. Your belief changes the world. That's why all these guests, even political, we talk about belief. We talk about, you know, CNN. We talk about propaganda. We talk about angles, whatever. All these things are so crucial because they affect your belief, and your belief starts to then make and pattern the world. So that's really what we're talking about. And this is a huge subject, is it not, Dr. Nelson?
Yeah, it is. It's absolutely huge. And we really do create our lives. We create our realities by what we're thinking. The problem is, and the reason why so many people had trouble with making the secret and the law of attraction successful in their lives was that it's not only what you're thinking consciously, it's what your subconscious mind is doing. And the subconscious mind is vastly larger and more powerful than your conscious mind. And the problem is your emotional baggage resides on the subconscious level. And so you may want to be going west with your conscious mind, but if your subconscious mind is wanting to go south, you're going to go south because that's how it works. And so getting rid of that emotional baggage, and really the future, Daniel, I believe, is aligning your subconscious mind with your conscious mind. And when you align those two, then you become unstoppable, I believe, because the subconscious is so, so powerful. It's way more than 99%. A very, very tiny fraction of our intelligence is actually conscious. So that emotional baggage is what is stopping you from living the kind of life that you are capable of living. And so it's very important.
Well, I am sold on the book. I'm having a hard time. You're going back and forth. I don't want to. And see, it's hard for Todd. Is that what people in the audience are hearing, or is it just me hearing that? So everybody's hearing him clear except me. Okay, well, I guess we'll go on. I guess I'll deal with it. I'll ask you open-ended questions, Dr. Nelson, and you just ramble on.
Sure.
How about that?
Sure, okay.
Basically, what I want to say is this book is very simple to use, The Emotion Code. Like you said, what's the website where you can get the first couple chapters? What website is that?
Yeah, if you go to emotioncodegift.com, you can get the first couple chapters of the book. Mm-hmm, yep, you can check it out there and see if you want to pick it up. Of course, it's available as an audio book on audible.com. And we have a forward in the audio and the printed version by Tony Robbins. We've got a lot of great endorsements from a lot of really great people that are in this arena. People like Greg Braden and Joe Dispenza, and it's really the future. The beautiful thing about the Emotion Code is that it's so simple. In fact, let me tell you a story that will help to illustrate this. I was speaking with a woman who was telling me that she bought the Emotion Code book, and she bought the book on audio. And she started reading the book and listening to the book, and her son started reading the book and listening to the book as well. And he started practicing the Emotion Code with his friends. And she didn't pay too much attention. She thought it was kind of cute. But a couple of weeks go by. One day the phone rings, and she answers the phone. And there's a woman on the other end of the phone line, and she identifies herself as the mother of one of this woman's son's friends. And she says, listen, she says, your son's been doing this emotional thing. She said, I have to tell you, my son has had a severe phobia of water all of his life. And, you know, you can have a phobia to anything, and his was to water. And she said it's been very disruptive to his life and to our life as a family, and we've tried everything to fix this. We've taken him to everybody that we could possibly take him to. And she said, nothing has touched this. And she said, right now I'm at the community pool. She said, my son is out playing in the water for the first time in his entire life. And she said, your son did this to him. She said, how is this even possible? What in the world is your son doing? How
wow.
can this be?
Wow. It also, that underlines and underscores how powerful incidences that happen in our lives or, you know, this random incident that happened when we're 6 years old, how it can affect the rest of your life. It's almost like a callus or a sore, and then you develop calluses over emotional calluses, but that callus is always there and you're trying to get energy to flow through it, and then it hits that spot and it hits that callus and it's blocked, it's distorted, it begins to distort your whole reality. So the whole energy field that you're putting out by your heart, by your mind, by your root chakra, you are an energetic being, and you put that energy out into the wave field and it comes back. And so what you believe, you know, like Jesus says, all things are possible to him that believeth. That's not me. That's what the Savior said. So your beliefs, your faith, if you believe and you can say unto this mountain, remove, it will remove. So your belief, this is the future. This is the science. To me, this is also the solution. People talk about the world. I talk about the Bill of Rights. Tomorrow, I'm going to talk about the history of this country and what that means and how important it is and the idea and the concept. And so as you let these ideas root inside you, you begin to project out. But if you have blockages or you have things or whatever that stop you, it becomes a distorted view. And the great distortion then becomes your DNA, because our Creator gives us our DNA, and that's our link, our third eye, our pineal gland becomes our link to the universe, our link to creation, our link to God. For, you know, whatever word you want to use, our link to God. So as that picture and that wave becomes distorted, our connection to God then is distorted. So if we can take these and release them, then how we're designed to be, health, happy, joyful, able, then obviously then that's the only thing that's left, Dr. Nelson.
Yes, that's exactly right. I mean, you said it so well. It's like a trapped emotion is, it's like putting a grain of sand into an oyster. Eventually it builds up a pearl. Well, that pearl is the response of an irritant. And, I don't know, I haven't talked to any oysters, but they probably don't necessarily like having that in there. And it's the same kind of thing for us. In fact, let me tell you a story. There was a woman came to an event once that I was doing, and I asked for volunteers. So this young woman comes up. She's about 20 years old or so. And I started doing some testing on her and found that she had a trapped emotion. The emotion was forlorn, which is kind of feeling all alone and hopeless and sad and lonely. And it had occurred when she was in the first year of her life. And I asked her if she had any idea what this might be about. She had no idea, of course. But at the beginning of this thing, I had happened to meet this young woman and her mother. So I looked out at the audience, and there was her mother on the front row, and she looked as white as a sheet. And she had her hands kind of covering her mouth and nose. And I said, hey, do you have any idea what this might have been about? Because she was obviously having a reaction. And she was very embarrassed, but she said that she did. She thought she knew. She said that when her daughter was young, that she used cloth diapers, and one day she accidentally pinned her daughter to her diaper, and she didn't know about it until she changed her the next time. And so here's this poor baby with this terrible, terrible pain. She's got a safety pin through her skin, and no one's helping her, and she's crying and crying and crying, no doubt. And so it's several hours that go by while she has this pain. So anyway, that emotional energy, that feeling of forlorn, got stuck in her body. And so I released it, and she went back and sat down. Well, I kind of forgot about this, but about 10 days later, I'm sitting at home in my office, and I get an email, and it's from this woman's mother. And she said, my daughter didn't tell you when she came up in front of everybody. She said she didn't tell you that she has had a problem with her hip and her knee for a long time now, for many years. And she said it's been gradually getting worse over the years, and we've tried to take her to different people, and nobody's really been able to help us, but it's gradually been affecting the way that she walks, and it hurts her all the time. She said that since you released that emotion of forlorn from her, she doesn't feel that anymore. That discomfort's totally gone. And she said, not only that, she feels this new feeling of lightness of being that she's never felt before. And she's telling everybody about this. Well, you see, you have to be able to tap into the subconscious mind, because otherwise, you can't find things like this. And by the way, Daniel, we inherit emotional baggage, which I'm sure you know if you've read the book. We inherit emotional energy sometimes from mom or dad that they might have gotten from their mom or dad. We get these at conception, and these can also affect us. And these are also, for the vast majority of us, part of our emotional baggage that we're dragging through life.
Well, let me ask you this then. Okay, I'm an adult. I have children. So as I do this, I almost feel like I'm connected to my children. By me clearing this out, even though my children are already born and alive, I feel like I'm helping them too. Is that true?
Yeah, sometimes you are, because some of the emotional baggage, particularly from really difficult things that you've experienced, you will have passed to them. And if you release something like that from yourself that you did pass to a child, it will release from both of you. It's kind of a shared energy in a way. The great quantum physicist, Dr. Richard Feynman, said, if you don't think that quantum physics is weird, you don't understand quantum physics. And that's really what we're talking about here. But science is bearing out that this is true. They're finding that animals will share traumatic events with their offspring. And even in lower animals, very primitive animals, they will do this up to 14 generations down the line. So that if, for example, you're an elk, and at a certain place on the mountain, you're nearly taken down and killed by a pack of wolves, but somehow you escape, then you have a child. Well, your offspring for many generations will avoid that spot. They won't know why, but they'll avoid that spot because of what happened to great-great-great-grandpa. And it's the same exact thing for us. They've done studies with people who have grandparents who survived the Holocaust, and they find that their stress markers are off the chart. Their DNA is different, that somehow what their grandparents went through has changed them so that they're much more susceptible to stress and disease than normal people in a normal population. So that's what this is about. It's about finding that kind of energy and getting rid of it. And if you think about it, you know, we all have ancestors, and I would say that probably the vast, vast majority of our ancestors, if not all of them, at some point went through something traumatic and difficult, and that can be affecting you in the here and now. So it's really funny because, for example, one of your listeners may be having a problem with money. Maybe they just can't seem to get ahead, and it could very well be because some ancestor in Elizabethan England went to jail because they couldn't pay their bills, or who knows, and then that energy passes down. So it's easy to get rid of that kind of thing.
My wife, we were talking about this, and she says, well, my life's fine. I don't have any emotional baggage. I'm like, okay, dear. sure.
That but is your emotional baggage.
Yeah.
that proves it.
Well, generally, you know, I get her point. She's like, my life is fine. You know, I just live my life. You know, it's not, I don't have anything that sticks out to me. For somebody like that, what does this mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the bottom line is that we're built to survive. We're built to get by. We're built to continue our lives and go from one day to the next. What we find, though, is that when people don't have any kind of physical symptoms and so on, and they feel like life is going on okay, what they find is that when that emotional baggage starts to be removed, typically what they say is, I had no idea I could feel this much better. I didn't realize I wasn't really doing that well, but now I'm really doing great. So we can kind of get used to a state of dysfunction that can seem normal to us. In fact, a lot of the time people say things that that reveal the way that they think. And people say things like, I remember I had a patient once that said, I was asking her how, if she had any problems, and she said, well, I have normal headaches. And my head about snapped off. I said, wait a minute, what? What did you just say? You have normal headaches? And I said, do you realize that headaches are not normal at all? And she kind of shook her head and didn't realize. So a lot of people live with discomfort and they live with malfunction and they just think it's normal. But it's actually not, you see. All of these little symptoms that we suffer from are really ways that the body communicates to us. And then with the emotion code, we're able to decode that communication and figure out what's really going on. And 80 to 90% of the time, our symptoms are actually from emotional baggage. And now anybody can do this, and that's the beauty of it.
We got about, I don't know, 7 or 8 minutes left. I'm sorry about the technical back and forth. You know, it seems like when somebody's really important, it could be even spiritual attacks on the radio, as weird as that may seem, mm-hmm. ladies and gentlemen. This is very powerful knowledge. And what he's talking about Greg Braden and Joe DeGeneva. You know, these people are some of the forefront, and I would put Dr. Nelson in this, on the forefront of science, on the existence of mankind, and what it means to be man, part of man, male and female, and what our potential is. And if you can, you know, I can see a time where this knowledge and kind of this will be so accepted, it'll almost be like going to the CVS for aspirin for a headache. Instead, it'll be like, hey, what's energetically going on? I mean, it'll be that common. Mm-hmm. I can see that as we progress and we see that. It takes ideas a long time, especially new radical. This is such a radical departure from what people normally believe. It takes a long time for acceptance. But it goes fast when it's so effective and people, I can myself. This is so simple, ladies and gentlemen. You got to list the symptoms. You have a magnet. You can isolate them in your body through question and answer. You can have somebody help you. You literally think of the situation, the problem. You run it up your energy meridian, up your body, over your head. And literally you take a deep breath and something has happened to you. You know, sometimes I feel nothing, but sometimes I feel, you know, something has happened. And then my view of the world, my perception of the world becomes different. This is the future. As we begin to face the problems that we're looking at that seem insurmountable, these lions in the den, so to speak, or these huge boulders that we can't seem to overcome. It's faith, it's energy, it's belief, it's the power accessing the divinity within us that will allow us to overcome this. I am such a fan of this book. I am such a fan of this book, and I think it's a great place to start, and it's people should look at it. So theemotioncode.com is the website. We got about 3 or 4 minutes left, Dr. Nelson. I can hear you good right now. Things are going well, but just go ahead. Anything you want to say in conclusion?
Well, you know, the most important part of the emotion code has to do with the heart, and you know, in Western medicine, we think of the heart as nothing more than just a pump. It just pumps the blood. But the reality of it is the heart is much more than that. We believe the heart is actually a second brain. And there are whole books written about this phenomenon called cellular memory, where someone gets a heart transplant from someone else, and suddenly they have inherited with that heart the many of the affinities and the loves and even the memories sometimes of the donor. Sometimes even handwriting will change. And in every case, when these people are taken to the family of the heart donor, they find out, oh, yes, that's our son's handwriting that you have. Or, yes, our daughter visited Rome, and now you have memories of being there, and you've never been there in your whole life. How crazy is that?
Wow.
Well, what we have found is that when you feel like your heart is going to break, it's a physical sensation where you can feel like there's an elephant sitting on your chest or like you can't breathe. And that's a time when your heart is really under assault. And when that's going on, your subconscious mind will put up a wall around your heart that is made from your emotional baggage, layers of your emotional energies that are stuck in your body. And we call this a heart wall. And we found that about 93% of people in this world have this phenomenon going on, this heart wall phenomenon. And when that wall is taken down, people find that things start to flow better in their lives. Creativity starts to flow. Because you see, the best creative ideas you'll ever have are not going to come from the brain in your head. They're going to come from the brain that is in your heart. That heart of yours is literally a second brain. In fact, scientists recently did a study and they found that they were looking at the nerve transmission between the brain and the heart. And they were expecting that the vast majority of communications would be going from the brain to the heart. And maybe once in a while they might see one coming from the heart to the brain. Instead, they found the exact opposite. The vast, vast majority of all the messages were going from the heart to the brain. And so what's happening is our brains are obeying the messages sent by our hearts. So it's important to find out if you have this phenomenon going on, this heart wall phenomenon, because it can literally change your life. People feel love for the first time. People often will fall in love for the first time, even at advanced ages when this wall is taken down. So That's the last thing I would want to say about this. So this is just so important. You've got to get a copy, get the book, go to Audible, go to Amazon, go to our website at emotioncodegift.com, check out the first couple of chapters, and learn this method, because it can just absolutely change your life and the lives of those people that you love.
Wow, I couldn't have said it better. It's a pleasure to have you on. I am so sorry. I apologize about the technical, but apparently for what Todd said, everybody heard you just well. I'm so sold on this, and I love having you on, and really look forward to having you on again. And maybe someday soon we'll be able to meet together at Cafe Rio. What do you think about that?
That would be great. And where are you in the world exactly?
I'm in the middle of America, but I do know Cafe Rio in the West, and we should meet at Cafe Rio. For those of you who know
definitely.
Cafe Rio, you know what I mean.
Yeah, definitely. Let's do that. Thank you so much, Daniel. I really appreciate your, opening your show to me and giving me a chance to get this knowledge out to the world. This is my mission in this world, is to just get this knowledge out. The world needs it.
Well, I'm happy to support you in it. I mean, of all the guests we have on, I mean, this is having you on, seeing this and seeing the effect it's had on myself and just the potential to this. Really, this is the future, ladies and gentlemen. Look, the world's going on, and understanding it and overcoming it and creating something different. This is very important. So God bless you, and we'll talk to you soon, Dr. Nelson.
Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you. Tomorrow is going to be a big day. For me, I'm going to try the best I can to explain the revolutionary beginnings, the understanding, the concepts of our revolution. And through those concepts, then you'll begin to, again, same kind of the same thing. You'll begin to look at the world through a different lens and understand it. And convictions. Because conviction is king. And the conviction of our founding fathers is all but lost on our generation. I'm going to help return it the best I can. And there's very few people on the radio or out there that I hear talking about this. We're going to talk about it, and I'm going to spend some detailed time. It's going to be very important. I think you're going to learn a lot. I think it's going to be very moving for you. We can take calls, what have you, and the best I can, I'm going to help you understand our revolution. It's a fantastic to be with you. You are very important. I value each and every one of you, and we'll see you tomorrow. Stay tuned.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.